Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear morning in Tel Aviv, with bright skies across much of the country. Jerusalem is enjoying a fresh start to the day, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire, with Israel also signing on. This comes as last-minute diplomacy led by Pakistan halts planned U.S. strikes, according to France 24 earlier today. Also, Iranian television has broadcast a message from Mojtaba Khamenei, the new supreme leader. He called for all units to cease fire, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, Iran launched a missile barrage towards Israel following the ceasefire agreement. Sirens have been triggered across southern, central, and northern regions, reported by the Jerusalem Post just in. Separately, Rio de Janeiro has seen a wave of anti-Semitic incidents during Passover. A deli refused to sell matzah to a Brazilian Jewish chef, Monique Benoliel, citing fatigue with Jewish customers, according to JNS earlier this hour. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that the region remains tense despite the ceasefire agreement, with many looking for signs of peace. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, an analyst, shared a statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu's office. He mentioned that Israel supports President Trump's decision to suspend strikes against Iran for 2 weeks, posting just minutes ago. Guy Az, a commentator, noted earlier today that Israel does not object to the ceasefire declared by the president. Shanaka 86, a geopolitical observer, indicated today that Israel thinks the ceasefire is premature. He mentioned that Iran's counsel does not see it as the end of the conflict. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement, France 24 reports that this diplomatic breakthrough came after intense negotiations involving Pakistan. The ceasefire aims to de-escalate regional tensions and prevent imminent military conflict. For civilians, this offers a temporary reprieve amid ongoing uncertainty. Turning to Iran's missile strike, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the barrage comes just hours after the ceasefire announcement. This attack raises questions about Iran's commitment to the ceasefire and heightens security concerns across Israel. The impact on civilians is immediate, with many seeking shelter and safety. Meanwhile, the anti-Semitic incidents in Rio de Janeiro, as reported by JNS, underline rising tensions abroad during Passover. Such events fuel fear and insecurity within Jewish communities, calling for increased vigilance and support from local authorities. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports on Brian Spivak's efforts with Barzel Media. He supports pro-Israel influencers who faced backlash after October 7th. His work aims to strengthen their online presence amidst challenges. Separately, Mariv reveals that the Israeli shekel has outperformed major currencies, including the dollar, with a 20.2% increase over the past year. This reflects both the shekel's strength and the dollar's recent weakness. And finally, CTEC reports that despite the recent conflict with Iran, Israel has yet to fully rebuild from the last war. Many families remain displaced, with significant damaged sites still needing attention. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.